PHPB Weekly, episode number 165, recorded on a rainy November 7th evening. I am Phil Crum, otherwise known as Phil of the support team, and I am joined today by my co-host Sam, coincidentally known as Sam from the mod team.
Hey.
And we are joined by our first real special guest of our new podcast tenure, Cullen Walsh, otherwise known as CK Walsh of the moderator team.
Hey.
Today I am having a copious amount of internet connection problems, so I'm going to turn the hosting duties for this episode over to Sam, because he seems to be having a little bit better luck than me. And while Cullen and Sam are off discussing the wonders of PHPBB, I will occasionally be chiming in, and when I'm not here, I will be beating my router into submission. So go ahead and take it over, Sam.
All right, so this is episode... What episode is this? Again?
Episode 165.
Oh, we've gotten pretty far.
That's three now.
Yeah. If we started. We've been kind of looking back at our episodes. We found out that, you know, we have been really robotic in the way that we've been giving episodes, and they've just been kind of like PHPBB only, strict and whatnot, and it's like this. So today we're going to actually engage in small talk. And this includes what are our personal projects. And personal / PHPB, you know, it doesn't matter. Just anything web-based or programming-based or whatever. So so Phil, while you're still here and your internet's not dead, what are you working on?
In between building a Phil robot so I don't have to host this podcast anymore, I have been working on a little private web application called Educandio, which is just great fun. It's written in PHP, and I'm getting plenty of... experience with Doctrine, which will be the replacement for PHPBB4's database abstraction layer. And Sam, you have been using it too, haven't you?
Yes, I've loved Doctrine ever since I started playing with it. It's just been incredible. It's really it's hard to even describe how nice it's made my code look. You know, there's not cluttered with SQL queries anymore, and you know, just strings of, like, you know, conditional where statements and all that kind of stuff in my SQL. It's just Doctrine now. It's beautiful.
I haven't actually had a chance to really use Doctrine. I guess I'll have to look into it.
Yes, you must. And then, have you used a Twig, Phil?
I looked at it for a little bit, but at this point, I really didn't want to have to learn another templating syntax. So I basically ripped out PHPBB3's template engine and modified it a little bit to work.
How about you, Cullen?
Yeah, I've been super busy with school, working on some research projects.
Oh, you scholar. Sucks.
Yeah, I'm working on right now on a system to analyze Wikipedia. And try and figure out which sections of Wikipedia are controversial or not based on the edit history, and turning that into a web app.
That's
for one of my classes.
It's quite interesting.
So, in other words, you have a real life now.
Yeah.
If you call academia real life.
It's been kind of amazing, though, looking at the scale of Wikipedia. The entire download of Wikipedia, everything, is about 3 terabytes.
Nice.
Yeah, we decided not to work with the full download, only a fraction of it.
I bet that can get pretty hairy after a while.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't need everything, and we can get away with only using part of it.
So I guess as far as what who's working on what, at least me, I'm gonna say I'm working on a secret non-PHPBB project that actually utilizes both Doctrine and Twig. And I'll give everyone a hint. It has to do with Steam Community, Team Fortress 2, and all that kind of stuff. So you guys can ask me about it later. But, well, as far as projects go, Cullen and I have kind of had our hands full in terms of PHPBB. Cullen, you've done the Drupal Bridge, which is actually now a mod in development. Care to share about that?
Yeah, I just released it to development. So just to go back over the origins of this, at OzCon, we talked with a bunch of the various open source groups. And one of the people from Drupal came over and mentioned that there wasn't really a good bridge between Drupal and PHPBB. And while Drupal had its own forum software called Advanced Forum, it wasn't as full-featured as PHPBB, and they'd really like an actual bridge to take advantage of some of the moderation tools and all sorts of stuff that PHPBB has. And so I offered to create a bridge and was trying to drag Sam and Phil along with me, but unfortunately they found lives.
Not found lives. And, we're still.
they have lives. And so I finally got around to getting it working, or semi-working. It's in the mods and development forum right now as a beta download. Has a few limitations. There's a lot of places that I want to go with it. Right now, it currently synchronizes users, and ideally, and then also integrates the style somewhat into the site. And I'm trying to expand on both of those features at the moment.
That's pretty neat. There's also a screenshot which looks really slick. I mean, you got it. I mean, you said it's just a template, right? But it's still beautifully, it looks beautifully integrated with Drupal.
Yes, it's using pretty much all of the ProSilver CSS and template, and it just overrides a few of the conflicts that Drupal has with the ProSilver CSS. It's designed in such a way to make it easy, though, to work with really any template system. That was one of my focuses. And while just your random template from the PHP styles database immediately when integrating with Drupal won't look perfect, it should look close enough that you can fix it and improve it to the point where it does integrate really seamlessly with your site without much work.
Well, that's good. I mean, anyone seriously creating a website will be able to put in that time to do it. So that's good. I noticed here that you've had memory usages 12.29 megabytes. Is that like with no caching or anything? It's just strict Apache?
Oh, is that in the screenshot?
Yeah, that's in the screenshot. I'm looking at it. It's like it's frightening almost.
Well, I'd seen that at one point, and I tried refreshing the page and it went away. And so I don't really know why it's 12 megabytes. It usually isn't, and that's definitely one of the things I'm going to look at before it gets fully released as a mod, because a 12 megabyte when we're talking about 12 megabytes, we're talking about 12 megabytes of memory on a single page load.
Yeah.
And that's really unacceptable for a web application in today's day and age.
So it's a feature then.
Yep.
It's a feature that I guess you could call it a feature, but I'm desperately going to be trying to remove it.
Well, but
said feature.
But our forum software competitors call their high memory usage features.
Well, I'd rather not have to call it.
Yeah, that's probably a good approach to it. I mean, I think my best guess would be like, you know, PHPBB and Drupal are caching at the same time.
Yeah, that would be my guess. In general, when I was browsing, it was about 2 megabytes.
Well, that's good.
Where PHPBB in general used about 1. And so that's pretty acceptable. I mean, you're loading 2 separate applications.
Well, plus if you throw it on a server, you know, use like a Nginx or Apache with some caching engines like a APC,
yeah.
You know, you'll get that down pretty good.
Yeah.
So, what were some of the issues behind the scenes? Like, what kind of grief did Drupal give you with coding specifically?
Still giving me. For example, neither PHP 3.0 nor Drupal namespace a lot of their functions.
Yep.
And so one of the biggest problems I have is there's currently a function user add in both of them. And PHP doesn't like having two functions with the same name that do two completely separate things. So that was fun to play around with. Also, Drupal, it seemed like whenever some sort of error occurred, which happened often as I was developing this.
Yeah.
It would kill my session.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't really tell me why at first. And so I was figuring out, why in the world am I being immediately logged out? It didn't make any sense to me. But I think it's working somewhat well now with a few limitations, and we're trying to work through those as fast as I can while still having somewhat of a life.
Oh, that's good. with the MediaWiki bridge that I've been working on, that I've also been neglecting a little bit, that I hope to get something done, but there's, well, PHVB and MediaWiki both have similar constants, and to the point where there are like 10 of them that are the same name. So I actually had to just like extremely hacky at the inclusion point where I include the MediaWiki, or I include something when I include PHVB into MediaWiki, I actually turn error reporting off. And then I turn it back on again, and I actually managed to get it to work without any visible errors. Not the best solution, but I got it, at least, I got it functional.
Hey, I forget exactly which one it was, but I remember there was one major forum software that one of the things they said is, you can't have error reporting on. And if you require error reporting off, that's just not cool. That doesn't mean that you succeeded, that means that you hid all of your problems.
I think that's actually InVision Board. I had to work with, because before I started heavily getting involved with PHVB, I worked on a site that had a vision board on it. So I was developing a mod for it, and I asked the system admin, "Hey, can you turn error reporting on? Because I need to see where what's going on with this, why it's not working." He said, "No, you can't." And I asked why, because InVision told him you can't.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So, so we got our MediaWiki bridge kind of on the way, and the Drupal bridge is kind of looking.
Yeah, tell us about that. How is that going? How close is, what's at stake?
I got user login integration working, so it ignores the MediaWiki user base, and it reads completely off of PHVB. And you log in through the wiki with your form account, and I got that to work just fine. But the problem is that I need to get it to I need to find a way to over time allow the users to sync, and that's just a hassle, headache, and I'm dreading just having to deal with it. I think that the biggest issue that I've had with everyone wants, the login integration where when you log into one, you get logged in the other. Well, that's all fine, but there has to be something really hacky done to it because, they both use the same user object.
I had to deal with that,
yeah.
Too.
it's a pain. I mean, I think I was talking to Henry at... I guess you and Henry and I were talking a little bit, and he said, just merge the objects.
Just for context, Henry is one of the development team members. He goes by what's his
Kellenved.
Name on PHP.
Kellenved.
Yeah, Kellenved. So
yeah.
Sorry, just to give everyone context there.
Yeah, that's confusing. speaking of Liberty Evasion, I guess Adam should be getting some videos done pretty soon, and we should expect to see those in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I that is one of the problems with an open source project, in that we all do have lives, and so I know he is dealing with a bunch of other stuff that unfortunately he wasn't able to get the videos out until now. Hopefully they'll be out by the time this podcast is released.
Yeah, we'll poke him about that after we're done recording, see what the status on that is. Okay, so Phil, are you still there?
I guess not.
Sort of. Maybe.
We can hear you. We can hear you. There's still life over there. Or not. Okay, Phil. Phil. Okay. It is 19 hours and 11 minutes, and Phil has been declared dead. Okay. So let us go on to our final element, which is the we have the mod of the week. Not a style. We actually could not find a style to display this week, but we got a mod called which one did Phil choose? Oh, here it is. Okay, it's called Topic Multi-Moderation and Topic Prefixes. We got a 2-in-1 special here today. It's by I'm King David, or David King. If Phil was he didn't leave us too many notes to talk about it, because he was one of the deciding factors here. Bill?
Okay, I think I'm working now,
okay.
So I can probably do it, unless this thing dies again. All right, so as Sam said, the mod of the week is Topic Multi-Moderation and Topic Prefixes by mod team member I'm King David. And it adds two features, which are, to be completely honest, I'm not sure how they're related, but I like them, so I picked the mod. The first set of features is being able to perform a multiple set of moderation tasks at one time. For example, you might lock into sticking a topic commonly or something like that, or lock a topic and move your trash, or move it to your hidden trash bin form or something to that extent. This allows you to set chained actions like that that you can do, and you can restrict the actions by group and user. So, for example, your moderator group may be able to use it in one form but not in another or something like that. And the second portion of it is topic prefixes, which is exactly as it sounds. And prefixes can be given a color, or you can include the user's username or the current date when they view it. And some forums use those as ways of denoting the particular topics or something like an FAQ or things like that, which for some people will hopefully be particularly useful. And as Sam mentioned, we do not currently have a style of the week, but we are looking for your suggestions for our next episode. So in the PHPBB discussion topic that will be posted following the release of this episode, and on that note, I would also like to apologize that phbbweekly.net is not quite up and running yet like we hoped it would be. It should hopefully be up in the next week or two, but I'm not going to promise anything. If you would like to suggest the style that you use or particularly like or made or wish you had made or something like that, you're more than welcome to chime in the discussion topic for this episode and tell us about it, and it may be the mod or style of the week next week. Sam, is there anything else you'd like to add? Because I think my internet connection is dying again.
Okay, well, actually, there's an interesting style in dev. I'd actually like to pull out. I believe Adam Ryer, he's the one who created. Let me go grab it and show you guys. Okay, he only has a screenshot up right now, but he's a. It's called Modern UI, and it's posted in the Styles Development Forum. It's quite nice. It's a very clean layout, but the problem is he doesn't actually have a. He doesn't really have a real demo up. It's just his mock-up version, and he's using this thing called a 960 grid system, which I'm still not too clear of what it is, but it's supposed to be a I guess it's a system where you have a 12 column layout, 60 pixels wide, and so everything kind of fits within those columns, and it's supposed to create a really nice sort of UI system. And so he has a grid overlay that he allows you to see over his UI system, which is, it's a really notable style because it takes a dramatic shift away from kind of the pro silverish or sub silverish look and kind of puts it into somewhat its own area. Are you still there, Phil, or did you die?
Yeah, I'm looking at Adam's style right now, and it looks like he has some code on GitHub, so it's in active development at the very least.
Yeah, that's good.
So hopefully that will be seeing a release in the not-too-distant future, because it is, the mock-up anyway, is a pretty nice-looking style.
It is.
And it's particularly notable because it doesn't look exactly like Pro Silver or Sub Silver like a lot of styles do.
Yep. Right, so we have one more thing, and I'm going to let Phil do it as long as the internet is up, because it's his area of expertise.
We also like to cover phbbb.com announcements in the podcast, and over the last couple of weeks there haven't been any. But almost a week ago. time flies. On November 1st, the support team released version 1.0.2 of the Support Toolkit, which is a project primarily developed by Eric, I'm going to butcher this, Frerijon, I think? Something like that?
I've never heard his name said by him, so I've...
Eric with a K of the support team, and I have been helping with it as well. And I'm sure most of you are probably familiar with it, but if you aren't, it's basically a tool that allows you to fix some common problems with your board and recover your board in the event that something bad happens, like you accidentally delete the style that's set as a default or something like that. And this release added a built-in support request template generator based upon the one I wrote on for phpbrew.com, which will pre-fill in some of the information. So if you ever need to post a support topic or something like that, that should save you some time. And it also moved the emergency repair tools like the bomb sniffer and things like that to a separate tool called the emergency repair kit, which will hopefully resolve some of the issues that users were having where they could not actually use the support toolkit because some of the emergency repair tools were not working properly. So if you have not updated your support toolkit installation by now, you should, because you aren't able to use it if it's not updated. So get right on that, and hopefully this version is less buggy. But if not, please go ahead and post any bugs you find in the support team bug tracker, and Eric or I will get to it and fix it and make everything run nice and dandy for you. And on a related note, this hasn't been posted as an announcement, but it's happened. The support toolkit over the last couple of days, with the help of Igor Wiedler, also known as Igor W, formerly the mod team leader but currently on the development team, helped me get the support toolkit repository moved over from SVN to GitHub. So the support toolkit is now another Git following projects, and if you are on GitHub, you are free to watch it, and you are also free to contribute any patches you might have to it to improve it. So get developing, get coding, and when you finish your feature, send a pull request, and I'll be happy to merge it for you, and I look forward to seeing them. So,
on an even more related note, if you actually go to the github.com/phpub, you can see all your favorite projects are on GitHub now on the phpub organization. And it's been happening over the past few weeks or so. We've been moving all our projects over there because it does offer a lot more in terms of community involvement. And so, you know, if you learn Git, it's really beneficial to you if you want to help out the project and you want to get involved. Is Colin still there?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, while you're not there, you use Git, right?
Yes, I do.
Do you absolutely love it?
I do absolutely love it. It's Git is a version control system similar to, well, not so similar to SVN. It takes a little bit of getting used to it. It has a steep learning curve. But once you know how to use it, it's incredibly powerful, and you can do so many things with it that you just aren't able to do with SVN or a lot of other version control systems. It's a blast to play
around. It is. I can't help but to agree, and I'm sure it's like the fourth time that we've talked about Git on this show, but it really is incredible. I love it. It's so with that note, I think we're at around 25 minutes or so. Phil, is there anything else that you would like to chime in on before you completely die?
Just another reminder of, well, thank you for listening to this episode if you made it this far. And please feel free to add your questions, comments, concerns, feedback, slaps, things like that to the topic that will be posted in PHPBB discussion when we release this episode sometime in the next week. And again, we'd like to apologize for not having phpbbweekly.net up yet, but that should hopefully be done soonish. So your podcast feed will show up in iTunes again, and you will be happy and overjoyed, I'm sure. So until then, thanks for listening. Sam, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that would be it.
I'd just like to say thanks for having me.
No problem, Cullen. We look forward to having you again in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, when your bridge goes gold.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly, I'll come back.
All right, brilliant. So that concludes this episode of PHPBB Weekly. Thank you for listening, and you can always find the latest PHPBB news, announcements, and things like that on phpbb.com. So until next time, goodbye.
Awesome.